The fig tree withers and the greatest commandment. Cozy up, if you can, close your eyes. We are about to read a story from the Bible, so take some time to scrunch your toes and then slowly relax them. Scrunch your fingers tight into a ball and slowly relax your fingers. See if you can relax your body and make sure you're comfortable and ready for rest. Feel your chest rise and fall as you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. We are going to take some big, deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Notice how your lungs fill with air and your chest rises. And as you breathe out, notice your body relaxes and softens. Jesus and his friends were walking down the road. They were on their way back to the city. Their tummies grumbled because they were hungry. Jesus saw a fig tree by the road. He went to see if there were any ripe, juicy figs. He looked at the high branches. He looked at the low branches, but there were no fruit. Then Jesus said, "May you never grow fruit again." Immediately, the tree withered. Its leaves turned from green to brown, and it shriveled up. Jesus' friends, the disciples, were shocked and amazed. "Wow, how did the fig tree wither so quickly?" Jesus told them, "This is the truth. If you have faith and no doubt in your heart, this can be done. Your faith can move mountains." Later, Jesus was talking to some of the teachers of the law. They were trying to trick Jesus again. One of them asked Jesus, "Teacher, what is the most important rule, the greatest commandment?" Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest commandment, and the second is just like it. Love others as you love yourself." What Jesus said that day is so important to remember. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And to love others as you love yourself. You've been listening to Children's Bible Story Podcast with Kieran. Music by Greg Bell.